Here we go. Heavy day at a high heart rate. Tuesday, August 31st, 2021. This is a repeat workout that we did on March 29th, 2021 of clean and jerks and bar muscle-ups. How it is listed is that you can do it for time or not. And what we, you know, everyone knows what for time means, but the or not portion is a bit unusual in CrossFit. Trust me. I understand the value of the clock, but here's the other side. If you've been around for quite some time, it can wear you down. Living under the suffocating and the performance pressure of the clock, always just emotionlessly judging you every day, drives some people a little batty, and then they don't enjoy walking into the gym as much as they used to, and they start missing days. That's not good. So every now and then, you know what? Don't run the clock. It's okay. You'll be fine. You'll still get fit. And you might actually start to enjoy working out again. You should always, every day of your life, feel authorized to not run that darn clock if you don't want to. But some people won't do that unless we specifically program it once a week, and that's why we do that. So today's workout, you can do it for time. Or if you don't want to do it for time, don't. And we chose this one to make as a not for time option because you don't time heavy days, but while this is a heavy day at a high heart rate, it might make sense for some people to be like, you know what? Yeah, I can do the clean and jerks and I can do the bar muscle-ups, but I might miss the more likely time. That's okay. If you need a bit more rest to hit those movements, then it becomes a strength day for your clean and jerk and a strength day for your bar muscle-ups, and you take the rest that you need. Good to go. So today's workout, 10, 8, 6, 4, 2 reps for time or not of a clean and jerk and bar muscle-ups. For the clean and jerk, use 60 to 70% of your one rep max, and bar muscle-ups are obviously the bar muscle-ups there. Now, you can, you know, power clean or squat clean, right? I mean, I'm a big fan of going below parallel, but on a day like today, if you can get away with power cleaning, by all means, go ahead. So we've got a video showing power clean and push jerk and bar muscle-ups and scaling. Also, there's another video attached to today which I implore you to watch. You're going to want to watch it no matter what. It's how to approach heavy days, and it talks about warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, all kinds of good stuff. It's Linchpin Conversations number 113. There's a YouTube video attached there, but you can also find it as a podcast as well. Super fitness robot time for this, 9 minutes or less if you chose to time it. More likely time in the area of 15 minutes. Scaled option, still 10, 8, 6, 4, 2 reps for time or not of clean and jerk. You pick the load. And then instead of the bar muscle up, we have the low ring muscle up. That would be the most demanding and challenging option. Or kipping chest to bar pull-ups or kipping chin over bar pull-ups or ring rows. So you have a ton of options there, right? We can make this work for almost anybody. And the only thing I would say also is you don't want to do kipping movements if you don't have strict. So if you don't have strict pull-ups, you shouldn't be doing kipping pull-ups. So I would choose the ring row option and build that strength. And we've got videos showing all of those different movements there for the scaled option, including a video on how to get a pull-up. And as part of your subscription to Linchpin, you get amazing, you know, beyond the whiteboards, incredible. They have specialty programs. One of them's getting your first strict pull-up. One of them's getting your first muscle-up as well. So check those out. Where did I leave off? Limited equipment option. They've just got their trusty dumbbells, but they're going to be okay. So pair of 50-pound dumbbells for men, pair of 35s for women. 5 rounds for time, or not. Oh, I didn't write the or not. 5 rounds for time, comma, or not, of 11 dumbbell clean and jerks, and then 6 low ring muscle-ups. And for the limited equipment crew on those low ring muscle-ups, I would encourage you to use as little leg as possible to make them as demanding as you can as an upper body strength builder. We've got a video showing both movements there. No equipment workout today. 5 rounds for time of 10 handstand push-ups, strict if possible, 15 tuck jumps, and then a 30-second plank hold. Accessory work for the day. Optional as always. We've got some either ors today. So here's the first either or. Either barbell bent over row or one arm dumbbell rows. You'll do a few sets of each, 8 to 12 reps of each, as it says there. Each has a video. I love one arm stuff. So if I have a dumbbell loading that makes sense for me, I'm always going to choose the dumbbell option, but either one's going to work for you. Then the other either or is actually three things you have to make a choice between. Either linchpin barbell complex number 7, or shoulder press, or wall walks. Linchpin barbell complex number 7 is for load. You choose the load. And one complex is one hang power clean, one hang squat clean, one shoulder to overhead. That is one complete complex. It's intended to be unbroken. If you drop the bar, you drop the bar, right? Or if doing something unbroken doesn't feel good to you, then break it up. It's intended to be unbroken. You perform, so that's one complete complex. You will perform the complex 3 to 5 times, your choice, but you rest a couple minutes between each. Or, as I said, strict shoulder press, 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, or practice your wall walks, 5 to 15 reps, not for time, slow and controlled. There's a video there as well. If you're going to do some accessory work and you can do all of that stuff, you know, you could do the complex 7 or the shoulder press or the wall walk, then I would ask you which one of those is the most outside your wheelhouse, assuming you can safely do all of it, and then I would choose the one that's most outside your wheelhouse because you will benefit from that variance. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes of casual walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the frog stretch and the chest and pecs hands behind. Each of those you'll hold for 1 to 2 minutes, and each of those has a video. That wraps up Tuesday, and tomorrow, just classic linchpin tomorrow, not a barbell in sight. We do what is effective, not what's popular. And with that, I bid you good day, and I will see you tomorrow.